Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget all the other things you can do on our website. And check out our Brain Trust members there and all the things that they've had to say to us either in writing or on the show. We've got the archives right there for you and the articles that you can go and peruse around and check out our library of all of those things at our website at jbsba.com. Norman Burke is our guest. He's a new friend. And he is a research associate at STP Research and Development. He wants to talk to us about how to make sure we get the most out of the money that we're spending for our petroleum. Norman, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here, and I appreciate the information that you're going to share with us because, as you know, Norman, the folks listening to this show, not only do they have are they consumers? Do they have their own automobiles that they drive to church and to work and to the softball field, the baseball field, and all that? But they also have vehicles that the company owns that their employees are driving, either for delivery or for sales, that sort of thing. So anything you can provide us with that would help us get more out of our petroleum dollars would be greatly appreciated.
Sure. So all of these gas saving tips I'm going to give you will provide double or triple for your listeners, I think.
Well, if you think about it, you know, one of the things I've written an article about this recently, and I just said basically, what if you were able to make one less delivery a week to a customer, to each customer? You know, do the math on that at the rates we're having to pay right now. You know, if you were able to organize your delivery schedule so you could do them and make one less a week, one less a month, whatever it took. Think about just do the math on that, and that puts money back on the bottom line that's been taken off of the bottom line since the price went up.
Sure, you'd save in not only gas, but wear and tear, you know, tires, everything like that.
All that is not just that particular suggestion is not just about petroleum. But what are some of the things that you recommend that we do?
Sure, probably one of the most important things you can do to stretch your fuel as far as it can go has to do with your driving habits. You want to have a little bit lighter touch on the gas pedal, you know, not to do hard accelerations or also to limit your speed on the highways. All of those have a big effect on the kind of fuel economy you're going to get, and that's something that's well within the control of individuals and the drivers of many of these fleet vehicles as well.
You know, I wonder what would happen, Norman, if there was a really highly calibrated device that could be installed in an automobile. You know, maybe I don't know how much trouble it would be. Probably be a lot of trouble, but that every time you slammed on the brakes or you did what you guys call a jackrabbit start, those kinds of things. Every time you did something like that, every time your driving behavior, you know, causes your engine to do something to race or to slow down quickly, that you could actually see the effect on your gas. And maybe even there would be a little dial over there that would convert that into dollars. You know, every time you slam on the brakes, it costs you a nickel. What do you think?
There you go. You can put in today's gasoline rate.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. It's a little algorithm I suppose someone could put together.
Well, you know, I'm afraid I have that kind of mind, Norman. But you know, it'd be kind of a Rube, might be some kind of a Rube Goldberg kind of a device, but still it would be something that every time people did something like that, they would see that what it would cost them. I think it's going to take that kind of feedback for our behavior to get people to including me, I'm talking about myself too, to behave themselves in an automobile.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, some kind of immediate feedback would give you some incentive to straighten out your driving habits there.
Of course, another thing we could do, Norman, is just have a little buzzer, a little shock device every time we crammed on the brakes. We got a little shock like a cattle prod or something. That would do it too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, sure, like one of our dogs' invisible fence.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, that would work. But, you know, there are a number of things that are closer in that folks really can do to help improve their fuel economy. One of them is to, keep your fuel flowing properly. And what I mean by that is you want to, deposits can build up in an engine on the intake valves and fuel injectors and in their fuel system.
Right.
You begin building almost immediately from the first time you start driving your car. It takes them a while to develop to significant levels. But there's some studies that have shown you can lose as much as 11% fuel economy if you get plugged or partially plugged fuel injectors. And for
anybody who's ever had any kind of partial blockage in an artery and have had, some kind of, they've lost energy and shortness of breath and maybe even had to have a bypass or something like that. Anybody who's had something like that and the doctor explained to them what was going on in their arteries could appreciate what you just said.
Yeah, sure.
Because it's a similar situation for an automobile, isn't it?
Absolutely. The car needs everything to be working and flowing properly for it to maintain its health. And one of the ways you can do that is we have a product called STP Fuel Injector Cleaner, which will actually clean out those injectors once deposits have already been formed. And that really helps to keep that gas flowing properly and get the proper combustion in your engine.
Do you think the average person could go and put some kind of an additive in their gas, like you were talking about, like, for example, the STP product? Do you think they could put that in their tank and then say, and prior to that, measure their gas mileage, and then after that, do you think if they calculated their gas mileage after that, that they would see a noticeable difference?
They could. It would depend on the condition of the car prior to putting it in.
Right.
If they've got one with lots of deposits and stuff, yeah, you could likely see a noticeable difference.
The other thing, Norman, is that those additives are not, I mean, they don't cost that much money either, do they?
No, they don't.
Are they a couple of bucks or something like that?
A couple of bucks, yeah. And even the one we call STP gas treatments, just a little over a buck or buck
right.
and a half a bottle. And which is perfect for fleet use. We kind of look at this product as like a vitamin. It's something you want to add every tank. And
you want to put it in every tank.
Yeah, the STP gas treatment you would put in every tank. Hmm. Not the fuel injecting cleaner, but the gas.
Right.
It's kind of it's not so much to cure an existing problem, but it is to just maintain the health,
right.
prevent those deposits from ever building up. We kind of use the analogy to a vitamin where, it's a good thing to do for yourself. And
if you've got a fleet, a lot of people have their own gas tank on their property. If you've got a fleet, can you buy that stuff in bulk?
No, I don't believe we sell it in bulk.
Okay, well, we might have to work on that. Stand by,
yeah,
Norman. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Norman Burke. We're going to talk about gasoline and how we can save some money and some more of that in just a few minutes. Stay with us. Gonna climb a mountain. Back, it's 23 after. Our new friend Norman Burke is with us. He's a mechanical engineer, ladies and gentlemen. This guy is really smart. He's a research associate with the STP organization, and we're talking about how to make sure you get the most money for the most performance out of your petroleum dollar. And let me ask you, Norman, about diesel.
Yeah.
What did we do about those folks who are driving diesel?
Well, diesels definitely are more efficient engines. They're paying a little bit more per gallon for the fuel, but diesel fuel goes quite a bit longer than gasoline does.
But is there anything do the things that we're talking about apply for diesel as well as for gasoline?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So far,
the driving habits, all that's the same?
And keeping your gas flow flowing properly, diesel
right.
fuel injectors, just like automobiles. And we make, they require a different chemistry, so we
right.
make diesel fuel injection cleaner.
Right.
But
also, we also need to make sure that our spark plugs are not worn out. That makes a lot of difference too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Keeping your engine properly tuned, which includes spark plugs, air filters. A plugged air filter can really choke the engine.
Mm-hmm.
A number of these kind of just your basic tune-up things. The things we've heard about for years and years are definitely still apply to modern cars.
Right. Well, I read something a while back. I don't remember the numbers, but it amazed me at how many gallons it costs you out of a tank of gas. All right, in a month or so, it costs you if you don't have your tires properly inflated.
Yeah, it's amazing that that's another thing that we all can manage, but it's amazing the number of cars that are going around with underinflated tires. And there have been studies done that show for every pound of underinflation, you can lose as much as 1% to 2% of your fuel economy. So that adds up pretty quickly. And besides being a safety hazard and a wear issue on the tires, that's something we should all keep up with.
It's really something we need to pay attention to as the temperature changes in the fall and the spring, isn't it? I mean, isn't that when we start losing a lot of air in our tires as the temperature changes?
Well, it seems to me that
it does anyway.
Yeah, I mean, the temperature when a car goes down the road, a tire gets pretty hot, whether it's winter or summer. So you do need that to have it at the proper pressure. It always goes up to a fairly high temperature, but you should be checking it every week or so. I know none of us really do that, or maybe we used to, but at least every month, and I know a lot of people have it done when they get their oil changed, but
right.
Do it more frequently than that.
What are some other things that we can do to stretch our petroleum dollar?
Actually, one of the keys is to keep the weight in your car to a minimum. You don't want to carry around extra.
You're starting to meddle now a little bit.
There's places you can go.
I know. I need to lose a couple of pounds, but you need to back off of this one a little bit.
Yeah. there's been some other jokes about getting your passengers up to pay. That's the way to carry.
Yeah, I want you to tell my wife this, or my mother, or whoever.
Yeah.
I'll let you tell the ladies in my life about that.
Right, I'll stick to the technical stuff.
Yeah, yeah, you're bailing out on me now, aren't you?
No, you bet.
but weight distribution is important too, isn't it?
Sure. You don't want to have the trunk overloaded, and then have the car sitting down, kind of squatting down in the back, because that will have an adverse effect on your aerodynamics, not having the car sit level.
And now, those of you up north that in the northern part of the United States that, put concrete blocks in your trunk so you can get through the snow, I think you can go ahead and take those out now.
It's time. It's time to get that out.
Yeah.
And another key is aerodynamics. So many cars and SUVs will have luggage racks on the roofs or bike racks on the back. And those are fine as long as you're actually using them and carrying things in them
right.
That won't fit in the vehicle. And that certainly makes sense then. But when you leave them on, even though they're not carrying a bicycle or whatever luggage you might have, you can really disturb the aerodynamics of the car. The automakers spend a lot of money getting the coefficient of drag, in other words, the aerodynamic drag of cars, down
right.
to a minimum, because that's right plays right into fuel economy.
Exactly.
So, and you can picture how that would upset the aerodynamics of the car having these various luggage racks and
those of you out there who have your favorite team's windsock on your car, as you're driving down the road, you might want to take those off for a while.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, for sure.
Let me ask you about octane.
Yeah.
Tell us about, when we go to the tank, a lot of cars, especially a lot of the smaller CC cars, they recommend the high octane gas. The owner's manual recommends high octane gas for those.
Yeah.
But it's, with gas, with high octane maybe at 250 and regular at, 229 or something like that, It's probably hard for a lot of people to justify putting the higher octane in. Are they hurting themselves? What should we do about that?
Yeah, you really should use the octane of gasoline that's recommended by the vehicle manufacturer. Should be in your owner's manual. If you don't want to use a lower octane than the car was designed for, you get into what's called knock and ping,
right.
And that can really be detrimental to the engine. You're losing performance, but it's always.
And you're probably not even saving a lot of money by doing that, are you? Because of the performance problem.
No. I think there's offsetting things going on there. You're not getting the fuel economy you could, and you're mechanically damaging the engine.
Right.
And conversely, there's no advantage to using a higher octane gas than your owner's manual would recommend. The engine just won't take advantage of this extra octane.
It just expels it, doesn't it?
Well, it
yeah.
just burns the gas, and fuel has all these properties that doesn't take advantage of.
And it burns your money, too. Thank you, Norman, for being here. Good job today.
You can get these tips on STP.com, our website.
Thank you. STP.com. Get the tips and find out more about their products, too, folks. STP.com. Thanks, Norman. See you next time. Quick break right back with Barbara Weltman. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
The first time I traveled.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.